We are concerned as women about these security challenges, and we would like to take more responsibility and greater roles in rebuilding the security sector. We would like to reform the security sector and build it with a perspective that respects human rights and a gender-sensitive approach.
When you refer to the reform of the security sector, what do you mean?
Actually, after the revolution, a particular context that Libya has is that Gaddafi never had an army. There were brigades. And so with the flood of the arms during the revolution and the war of liberation, we do have on top of our priorities, like the constitution drafting and other concerns, we have the concern of demilitarization and the civic engagement and reintegration of militias into civic life. And so we as women, the Libyan Platform for Peace, play a significant role in mediating peace platforms that we establish between senior members of militias and security forces in order to build a strong security institutions, the police and the army.
Who are these militias in Libya?
There are different kinds of militias because everybody fought in this revolution and everybody felt that they own it. So there were basically civilians. A lot of the armed freedom fighters went back to their civil life and they are engaged now in their civic life. However, there are a lot of others who have not found opportunities of employment, of engagement in political life. They still hang on. And actually, it is the policies that the former government and the entity that has taken that reinforced the existence of the militias.
Can you give me an example?
For example, if you are a member of one of these brigades, you are given a salary of 2,000 dinars, that is almost $1,800. Whereas if you are a member of the police or army, you take only 500 dinars, which is only like about 350.
A month?
A month. It shows you what kind of privileges you would have if you are a member of a brigade, a militia. And also in the electoral law, as a member of the brigade, you have the right to run and vote, whereas the army and police had no right to run and vote. So these policies and legislations, I believe, have worsened our situation and have prolonged the existence of these militias.
You have referred to the NTCs. That's the...
The National Transition Council that was formed in the very beginning, even before the fall of Gaddafi, and ruled the country until the elections were held.
I'm curious, do these brigades also include women?
No, and thank you for asking this question. And actually, we had a meeting celebrating the anniversary of the revolution. And so we as women and youth held a meeting to assess the transitional period and where we are from the values that we fought for, freedom, dignity, and justice, and equality as well. And we know that women were at the forefront of the revolution. They have even initiated the revolution, and they were even at the fronts and helping with logistical stuff on the war fields. But what is surprising is the policies, again, that have been taken by the transitional government. They have not considered women as part of the freedom fighters, so they are not granted this amount of money. 200,000 freedom fighters, and none of them is a woman. And there's also another law by the defense ministry to exclude women from the army.
What's the justification given for excluding women who, as you point out, participated in the revolution but now are excluded?
There were no excuse given to exclude women from freedom fighters. They just passed such a law. And in some other cases, in excluding women from the army, they would say this is a Gaddafi law, so we need to change that law.
Now, what are the women doing to deal with this issue?
We are networking, we are lobbying, advocating for more political rights. We have changed the electoral law. We work with gender-sensitive legal experts. We network with youth as well. Our approach is not a very typical feminist exclusivist approach. Our approach calls for an inclusive, just transition to democracy, focusing on the Bill of Rights. So we are networking nationally and internationally as well to get more support for our cause.